Yep.
It is up.
All right. I'd like to call to order this Medina Township Trustees regular meeting. The time is now 7:05. It is April 14th of 2022. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, if we could all stand for a presentation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll take a moment of silence to reflect on our first responders, both here and abroad. All right. So the first thing on our agenda tonight is going to be approval of payroll. So I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll with check date 04/15/2022 in the total amount of $38,594.55, with total remaining deductions with loans and liabilities being $8,083.10, and put these two pages in as reference. So all right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
So on the agenda, we're going to skip the two resolutions for now, and then we're going to go directly into purchase orders and training requests. Anybody have any?
I would move to approve a request Medina Township Trustees for Engineer Andy Conrad to be considered for the OPWC funding for 2023. For the culvert number 10 project on Cook Road.
So moved.
Roll call. Any questions? Any discussion?
Is there an amount? Or?
No, there's no amount.
Okay.
It's an application for a project funding through the county, or county has to authorize.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. Four more. That's for a grant.
Yeah.
I would.
Motion.
Well, there's another move to approve a purchase order. This is for the service department. The vendor is Pioneer Athletics. The amount is $3,500, and it's for 240 50-pound bags of surface MVP for fields number 1 and 2.
Second.
Discussion.
The discussion on this is we had three quotes to do the ball fields. Then we got recommended from another source for another party, who came in below those previous quotes. So Denny would like to try that individual on one, which will be coming up here in a minute. And these two fields are going to be done in-house to get through the season, see how it does. And
see?
You can compare them?
Yes.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I would like to move to approve a purchase order request for the service department. Vendor is Ag Design, and the description is clay for the infields for number 1 and 2, 16 tons. The amount is $2,000.
Second.
Discussion is, again, this is the in-house portion of those two fields to do the improvements for this season.
So that's 2,000 pounds for one field?
$2,000 for two fields. Oh. 16 tons.
Oh, that's what I meant, 16 tons. So
8 tons per field.
Since this is your field, I mean, like, do they strip that down a little bit lower and then build it back up?
This is what we're doing in-house. This is something that Jeff and a couple of guys will work on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, are they removing some of the top, so you just build right on top of it?
What happens is it erodes and it blows away, and then you end up with that dip on the grass line, sideline. So when it rains, it lays real wet in that first 5-foot area. The tile is in the grass, so they get that built up so the water sheets into the grass, and it gets to the tile, and it goes away.
Gotcha. All right.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I would move to approve a purchase order requisition dated 4/13/22 for the service department. This is for Lewis Landscaping and Nursery Incorporated. This is for a complete infield renovation and conditioning on field number 3. The dollar cost is $14,892.
Second.
Discussion on this. This, I believe, was about $3,000 less than the quote we had from Ag Design. And when we looked at them across the board, three times this number is a really big number. And we went and looked at fields, or Denny went to look at fields in Copley that the other that this company does. And while we had those mass bad rains, and our fields were holding water, his fields weren't. So and they come highly recommended. So we're going to try it. We want to see, you know, and if he does a good job, and when we go to do the other fields, if we feel we need to do a redo, at least we know that there's an option out there beyond what we had previous. That's all.
Makes sense.
How long is that supposed to last?
I believe they get touched up every year, but they don't get one of these for every 4 or 5 years, I believe.
Yeah, they don't. I don't even remember the last time the ball field got one of these. I know we did the soccer fields last. I think that was a couple of years ago. So.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to keep that stuff. I'm learning as I'm on the job. It's kind of crazy. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Save the best for last. I move to approve a purchase order request dated 3/17 for the service department. The vendor is Chagrin Valley Paving, and this is for the 2022 asphalt road paving projects. Number of tabs, this was put out. The amount is $400,000.
Guess I'll second that one.
Second, but Jeff, discussion. This is something that was designed and put out by the county engineer, so it's all part of a planned improvement. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. All right.
Thank you. That's all I got there. Yeah. That's all I got.
All right. Please. You have any here?
I have some.
Okay. I make a motion to approve. This is for appropriation to attend a meeting. The date is 4/14/22, and the amount of $100. It's a missing persons and human trafficking instructor. It's virtual training for April 18th. Again, it's instruction training.
So is that for the whole department, or?
No, I'm sorry. That's for Lieutenant Zizio.
Second.
All right. Any more discussion on that? Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The next one is I move to approve purchase order requisition, and this is for Protec sales, and it is for Guardian Gen 3 vest for Officer O'Donnell in the amount of 1,100 dollars, and this is dated 4/14 for the police department.
Second. Discussion on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
The next one is...
I'm sorry. He has the vest already, correct?
No, the one that he has, he's borrowing from his old place.
Oh, okay.
And plus, we'll get the reimbursement on that.
Oh, yes.
Right.
I need to sign this one, too, just so you know. If you could sign this. Thanks.
The next one, I make a motion to approve, and this is for a purchase order requisition dated 4/14 for the police department. This is Lighthouse Solutions Group. It is for, it's three portions to this. It's for an annual Microsoft Office 365 in the amount of $2,700, one annual cloud backup in the amount of $1,920, and one annual managed IT solutions in the amount of $12,268 for a total amount of $16,888.
A second.
Discussion on that one? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This is for... The next one is I move to approve a purchase requisition, dated 4/14. This is for the police department. This is for Tire Source in Medina. It is for four Eagle reinforcement tires mounted and balanced in the amount of $730.48.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The next one is I move to approve a purchase requisition dated 4/14/22. This is for the police department. This is for North Gateway Tire and Service. It is for a stabilizer control link, brakes and rotors in the amount of $630.98.
Second. Any other discussion?
Which car is that?
Five.
Five, okay.
Is five written on there?
What's it?
Car five.
I thought I wrote it on there.
Did I miss it?
I put them on the purchase order so that when the bills come in, I can match them up.
Car five.
Is five on there? And the four tires on Tire Source, that's car three, right? I didn't see that name. You want roll call on this?
You do a roll call?
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, I have a few things. I'd like to make a motion for approval of purchase order requisition. The department is admin, R&D, and zoning. The vendor is going to be Lighthouse Solutions. This is our annual maintenance and IT support from 6/1/22 to 5/31/23, and the total amount of $17,370.96.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Just a quick question. Because this is due in June, do you want to pay it early just to make to have the checks going together? That way I don't have to cut two separate checks.
Yeah, everybody's
okay with that.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to come one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
So this one's going to be the blanket for...
WPS?
Yeah, so I don't have to do the vendor. So.
Right, you'll just explain it, or I can explain right. It if you'd like.
So I move to accept the purchase order requisition for the department admin. The description on this one's going to be a flower fundraiser for the benefit of the Weymouth Preservation Society, not to exceed $100.
Second.
All right. Discussion on this one? This is basically going to be something that the township does to help the Weymouth Preservation Society raise money for their operating costs and stuff like that. And since what we did last year is they bought flowers that came out to like $97 at wholesale. We covered that, and then they were able to sell that at their, you know, as part of their fundraiser.
And there's no vendor selected because
there's no vendor selected.
No, who they'll go to buy them. So we open a blanket and just reimburse to whoever the vendor is that they select.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Now, this one we can just discuss first, right? So this is going to be a purchase order once we, if we make up a decision here. I'm getting a zero turn for the fire department. They already made multiple comments about theirs kind of dying on them. So I called Denny and asked him to talk to his contact over at Baker Vehicle Systems. They sell zero turns and stuff. So he got me two quotes. One of the quotes is for a high-end residential mowing system, and they range between $5,000 and $4,500. It's the Hustler Raptor XDX and the Hustler Raptor XD. So that was on the residential side. He also was able to look at a Hustler Fast Track, which is a commercial one. And when you do the commercial one, you can do that source well price contract that they have for government agencies. But this being a lower end contractor one, it was at $6,500. So the ones from Baker range from $4,500 all the way up to $6,500.
How many year warranty on the different one?
I think there's 1 year warranties on these, as far as what I understood. And Baker does service them also.
Okay. I thought on the commercial you'd get a longer warranty.
I don't know. I could have asked any of that. Yeah. But I also went over to Tractor Supply here locally and looked at theirs. They're having a tractor set or a zero turn sale right now to the 18th. And so, like, the Bad Boy, which is like a high end residential, is $2 off of all the zero turns. And so this one here that was $4,099 is on sale for $3,899.
How much off were they?
$200. So nobody really knows anything at Tractor Supply about the tractors. You know, they just sell everything. So I went to a Bad Boy dealer in North Rolton to kind of research them. And I showed him this pricing, and he basically said that that's almost what his cost is to get them. His was like $100 cheaper than what it is. He actually showed me the invoice. But what he said he liked about these Bad Boys, they have a 2 year warranty on the whole entire mower and then a 3 year on the motor. So, and he said he looked at the property for the fire department. So, you know, it's just looks like a normal yard. You put a house there, so it's a yard. So he thinks that a commercial high end one is probably way overkill. And he had actually recommended this 54 inch one that we buy, and he said that he would be, even though we didn't buy it from him, if we had issues, he'd be more than happy to service it. So that was the research that I did on the mowers.
I stopped at Kiefer's today, just out of curiosity, because Denny and I had a discussion. I recommended, I said, have we checked with Kiefer's? Have we checked down there? And Kiefer's, Denny told me that they hadn't had good service from Kiefer's going down here. I said, okay. So I stopped in because they've serviced my steel equipment, and everything is fine now. So she said, look, we've got, and she was talking about, the reason I asked about the warranty, if I understood it correctly, when you went to the commercial, you got a four-year warranty, which is worth something, mm-hmm. and it was a 54-inch, et cetera, et cetera. But I was just going to give it to Denny tonight. But at any rate, that was hers, and it was like, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I'll say it was like close to 7,000, but then it was 20% off if you were this or this as a township. They do a lot of work with Medina City and Medina County for whatever it's worth.
All right. Well, we can make a decision now. I mean, the grass is growing, or we can do some more research on it. But again, anything I saw commercial-wise was 5,000 plus.
So I just was deciding if we want to have a commercial one for that property, or I would just go with...
How much property is there at?
Acre and a half?
Yeah, at the most.
How much?
An acre and a half at the most.
Acre and a half.
So...
I'm kind of torn. I do like to buy, you know, you have the mentality that a commercial whatever is going to last longer. But I also look at that property itself, and it's really a plain Jane piece of property.
Right.
It's not something that is going to be, the mower is not going to be put on a trailer and go yard to yard to yard to yard all season long. And we have a guy that will service it who is a regular dealer. It's not like you're buying something, then you're stuck. So while I'm not normally this way, I'm inclined to go with to think about the Bad Boy.
That was the only reason I was leaning towards Bad Boy too, is because it's not like they're going door to door to door. They're going to cut the grass once, twice a week, and it's a no thrills property. There's no hills, ditches,
and the warranty looks good. I think probably you can get the bigger warranties, but that probably is why that cost went up a little bit.
Yeah, Tractor Supply
could be because of the warranty. Right. I mean, they've got a bigger engine in it.
Makes sense.
You're paying something to get the 4-year warranty.
Tractor Supply does offer a warranty addition thing too for like $400 if we wanted to look at that. So you know, but I wasn't sure if 3 years plus two plus somebody servicing it. You know, I think so. Would that be our decision then?
I would recommend in this particular instance to go with the Bad Boy.
Where's Baker at?
What's that?
Baker was at $6,500 for the commercial unit and anywhere between $4,500 to $5,400 for the high-end residentials.
No, I mean, where are they located?
Oh, Macedonia.
Okay. Because that's something, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Macedonia.
And then the company that I talked to for the Bad Boy was A1 Power Equipment, and they're in North Rome. So a little closer. So then, do I just put them on in here and fill out the dealer and stuff like that and make a motion?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, add your name and your price. You can include the quote and I can even do the address later.
Okay. And the price on this is $3,899.99. Do I make it exactly for that? Or do we want to put a little?
Well, I would we will get the tax exempt status. I don't know if, is Denny going to go get it? Is there going to be a delivery charge? I'm not sure. Do we know any of that yet? Or?
I was thinking of recommending you putting a $300 or $400 amount on there on top of it in case we have the dealership prep or delivery.
Yeah, I would add something to that. We're going to get it this year, so it's not like we can always reduce that back down, and we're not going to be stuck. Right. You know,
so how much? Like $300-$400?
Put $400.
Yeah.
So it'll be $4,200. All right. So I motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the fire department. The vendor is going to be Tractor Supply. The purpose is for a zero-turn mower for Fire Station 6, and the amount is $4,200.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
As approval accounts.
Before you move on, do you want to discuss the training?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. So I'd like to discuss the training that we were talking about. OTA offers a lot of training throughout the year. Just alone in April, they have six different things that we can do webinars on, and it basically is like that every month. With, you know, even June's got 8. So one of our ideas was to, instead of like approving at a meeting every single time that there's a training thing, we see that the whole year is consistent with training, that we give free rein for the trustees and open it to the employees with the approval of their department heads that they would be able to sign up for these webinars and stuff like that, as long as there's money appropriated in that fund.
Elected officials and employees, as long as they had the support of their department heads, and that we verified we had funds
appropriated. Right.
And if we get in a bind, we can move some funds. But these classes, ones I was looking at, were $20 a piece. It seems like a tremendous opportunity. Some were free. So it's just a matter of committing the time to it. It just seemed like a tremendous asset. I would like to do that, and whatever appropriate way we have to.
And what happens is sometimes, like what Chuck came across this week, is sometimes something comes up in between the meetings, and so there's not time to get the approval, and it's a shame to not be able to jump on that class.
So just take the class and worry about it later.
And then get, you know, of course the board should know about any training. I mean, it's great to be able to bring back and have feedback on that anyways. So I think we've already done this for the police department anyhow, so I just like to make it township-wide and then, you know, come back and at the next meeting still present that to the board.
So our motion will be to do elected officials and department heads and open to employees with department head approval.
Approval, correct.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the elected officials and department heads and the employees with the department head approval to be able to take webinars and classes throughout the year as long as there are appropriate funds in
second.
There.
Well, do you want to stipulate the OTA?
The OTA conference and webinars.
There's sometimes state, like local government services.
Well, even the county auditor, state auditor, too.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep something.
Yeah, so keep it. We'll keep it as training. So I'd like to amend my motion to be, you know, the training throughout the year. Do I got to do the whole thing again?
No, I think we're
good. And you seconded it?
Second.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And then, Chuck, you should make the motion to approve the class that you did take the other day, just because that was prior to this. So.
All right. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the class that I took at the last second yesterday, which was a community day training seminar.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Now that's done with purchase orders and training requests. Approval of accounts payable. I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable for 4-1 of 2022 to 4-15 of 2022, starting with electronics check number 29-2022 and going to electronic check 30-2022 with physical check 32077 all the way down to check 3210 for a total amount of $102,458.15. And I'd like to add this one page document as reference.
Second.
Chuck, the last check number you read, I think
32107.
107. Okay, thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
I, Chuck Johnson, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on April 14th of 2022, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates March 3rd of 2022 through April 7th of 2022, as provided by the fiscal officer. The credit card accounts are Amazon, E&H, which is Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart.
Thank you.
All right, so that ends our business here. So I'd like to make a motion maybe to open this up for public comment number one. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. So we are now open for public comment. Can I see a hand?
It's Bonnie Finley, 3414 Huffman Road. First of all, you guys made a good decision not going to Keeper, but that's an aside. And I heard you were discussing before the meeting actually started that, you know, you're going to go into an executive session. I would ask and recommend that you, in that executive session, take a look at the documents that Nick provided pursuant to a public records request that I made on Monday. He provided those documents on Tuesday, 2 days ago. And so to the extent you haven't looked at those or the prosecutors have not seen those, I would think you'd want to look at those.
All right, thank you.
Good, thanks.
Anybody else have a comment?
Well, how you doing? My name's Colin Johnson. I'm the Deputy Health Commissioner with the Medina County Health Department. Just coming tonight to ask for support for the levy. We have a levy that's due. It's going to be on the May 3rd ballot. We're asking, this levy has been on for 30 years. We have worked diligently to improve customer service. We've done quality improvement. We've tried to increase our program efficiency for the customers by implementing online support and online submittal for plumbing plan review, food service plan review, combine those two programs together, and also online permitting. One of the main reasons we looked for a slight increase is because if we do the 0.7 renewal, it will not get us to the 10 years based on the current evaluation. And then if we go for a replacement, actually homeowners will pay more because the state portion of that would go away because of the change in revised code.
That's kind of
us. Yeah. So we're just asking for support. We're getting out, and if anybody has any questions, it's going to be a 0.7 with a 0.15 increase. And the total is going to be, it's 14 and some change for per 100,000. And 5.24 of that is new.
What was that again, that last part?
I should know this offhand. I've been enough of these, you know. It is 1470 per 100,000, and 5.24 of that represents the increase.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Do you have a business card?
Yeah, I'll have that, and now I can give you guys fact sheets too. Sure.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Anybody else? Public comment? I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll
call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Public comment is now closed. So we're in the new business. We want to go to... So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to have the three trustees and our prosecutors, Mike and Mike, go into executive session.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The time is now 7:38. We are in executive session.
You can put a purpose on it.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. For the purpose of discipline of a public employee. And
how do I do this now? Yes, it's on. Okay.
The time is now 8:56. The three trustees, prosecutors Mike and Mike, and Police Chief Minnick, who we called into the meeting, have all returned from executive session where no decisions were made. The next item on the list is Resolution 04142022-024A. This is a 5-page resolution, and I move to read this resolution, number 04142022-024A, by title only.
A second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
This is resolution 04142022-024A. A resolution to initiate written charges of misfeasance, malfeasance, and or misconduct in office against police officer Matthew Ventura pursuant to the process set forth in section 505.491 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Second.
I move to adopt resolution number 0414202-024A.
Second.
All right. Discussion on this?
Well, it's a five-page document that is the continuing summary of a situation that we've had to deal with. And it's our next step in handling the potential discipline situation with Officer Ventura.
All right. Any other questions?
Nothing.
All right. So basically, this is a notice of charges being brought forth, and this is, again, part of the process. So can I get a roll call?
I made the motion.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right. Nothing else needed on that, right?
I would just note that in the resolution, this section 13 directs the police chief to deliver a certified copy of the resolution that includes the charges to Officer Ventura. So I just want to note that so that the resolution gives him direction to do that.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're in the new business, and we have the trustees' comments section.
I won't stretch these out, but I wanted to make a note that we've talked about Officer O'Donnell's vest numerous times, and I think that it's important to just remind it's $1,100 plus or minus investment, but almost $800 is reimbursed.
Over $800.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's important to continue to keep in focus. That's that. In a previous board meeting, we had a chance to talk with a cop, our York Township trustee, I believe Mrs. Conley. And she was requesting a consideration of a new street light near the corner of at the corner of Wolf Road and Marks Road. I was able to talk to the power company, and they did confirm that if it went in, it would be a new pole, and it would be charged to us. Those were two of the simple things. I talked to the homeowner, the property owner, Jeremy Smith, and that is right in the location where they are going to have a future main entrance for their trucks. I mean, you see a brand new apron there right now. He goes, that's not there for no unknown reason. He does not want another pole. And it didn't sound like Amy from the power company wanted to hang a light on any of the other three poles that are there. I think that, like you guys, I just wanted to let you know we've been pursuing some information on that.
Yeah. And again, as a trustee, I have never heard of an issue from one of our residents calling up and saying, hey, we need a light there. In fact, the only light that I've been getting calls for all week has been the blinking one over at...
on 46.
Yeah. I've got three and Fossey and Rems in there, so...
That was the next note.
There you go. It's a segue.
Beth, the ODOT is still basically apologizing. They can't do anything with that until they get permanent stripes on the road. They can't do that until it quits raining and it warms up. So I just said we're not discussing it anymore. Let's hope it quits raining and warms up. Rain-related issues in the township are everywhere, and I think it's important that Denny's been doing a good job handling the things that are our responsibility, and we're working through issues with residents. If it's not our responsibility, the best way they can handle them to our ability. And then the last thing was earlier in the year there was going to be a pick it up day, and I was going to support that and make it go, and it was going to happen this month, and I'm going to cancel that for this month. I
It's not going to happen this spring. And it's a lot, it's mine, it's on me. I just, the amount of getting the information from previous events and coordinating it with the local groups, I just simply, it was more than I anticipated. So I'm sorry I didn't make that happen, but I just kind of want to put it out there that for now that's canceled. That's it.
Real quick, I want to make a correction to a mistake I had. When we came back from executive session, we did do the resolution 24A. I also have the appropriation status resolution that I have to do. So, real quick, I will move to adopt resolution number 0414-2022-025 to approve the appropriation status dated 4/14 of 2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
These are up to date, so I'll just have payroll tonight. So if you can look them over, just make sure there's no, you know, you're not running short in any line items that you might need blankets or purchase orders over there. That would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Chuck, and I will mention, I reached out to Denny while you guys were in back. Just so you know, the commercial mower, and I know you decided what to go with, but I don't, just to make sure this doesn't change anything, the commercial mowers had a 3 years bumper-to-bumper warranties. The residential had a...
1 year.
1 year on the unit and 3 years on the engine.
Gotcha. Just so you know. And then I was told by the Bad Boy dealer that was a 2 year for the unit and 3 years for the engine, so it's kind of like right in between them.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know.
No, it's good to know.
Didn't change anything. So,
all right. So back to the trustee comment section. I apologize for that little blip there. Do you have any comments?
I just wanted to read this and then make a note. This is from Chief Neil from Montville. And he wrote, Medina Township Board of Trustees, I wanted to thank you for your kind expression of sympathy and thoughtfulness after my mom's passing during her viewing. The flowers sent on behalf of the township were beautiful, and she would have loved them. I genuinely appreciate your support and kindness. It will forever be remembered. And it says the township, but who really did that? Was Chief Minnick, and we've talked about we've talked about these things in the past. These are little things. We're not going to send flowers out to everybody in the whole county that somebody dies. We've got a real special relationship with Montville, the police departments, and everything. We really work very closely with them, and I think that on these things, first of all, I think the chief should be reimbursed. Number one, and I think some of these things, we've got a fund that we can take care of some of these small items and look professional, look like we're tied to other townships, that we're supporting each other. I think it's important to do. So I would like to have the chief reimbursed for those flowers, and in the future when something like that comes up, employee, you know, immediate family, something like that, I think we can show a little bit of sympathy and I'll say class and take care of those people.
I agree, but as far as making that happen for the reimbursement, is that something that we can talk with you and make and do that?
Well, it would have to be budgeted for. We have to have appropriation.
We can do that and we can do that. Okay, but let's to avoid that. Some of the situation we heard.
I just want to bring it out, talk about it publicly. Yeah. Because this is a really nice note that they took the time to send to, that the chief, Neil, took time to send to the township. But I wanted them to know that it's because of Chief Minnick. And that was a classy thing to do.
Agreed. And like I said, I would have to agree with you in the realm that we do have special relationships with certain entities and people, right, and stuff like that, and there should be a place for stuff like that.
Right.
So not to be abused, but to be used appropriately.
Correct. What, Chief, what did you spend on that?
I don't know.
Like $65 or something like that.
I mean, you know, it was from all of us. So.
Right, this wasn't. Yeah, well.
I mean, I.
You know.
All right. Anything else, Chris?
Nope.
Okay. Real quick for me, I did do the training yesterday. It was it was called Community Day, an Administrator's Perspective. And since I'm looking to do what we are doing, the Medina Township Community Day on July 23rd, I thought this was almost too good to pass up. So it was actually presented by Andy Rose, who's the administrator for Concord Township. They run these all the time. So it was almost like it was very fluid in the fact that he knew the answers to every question. They've run into all these different problems. They knew how to budget. They knew what worked and what didn't work. So it was a very informative, almost essential thing for me because he actually was able to answer a lot of the questions that I had in regards to ours. Now, of course, theirs is way bigger in the fact that they start from 8 o'clock and go all the way to 10 o'clock for fireworks, whereas we're just looking for something, you know, from like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. just to kind of get our foot in the wall, you know, just feel it out and see how it works and get some interest in it. So very good stuff. I have all the printouts emailed to me, so I'll forward those to you guys to review. But again, those some of those OTA things are very interesting. And that's really all I have at this time. So that's it then for trustee comments?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to go into approval of previous minutes. Let's look at my thick pile here. All right. So the following minutes are ready for it. So I move to approve our January 20th, 2022 regular trustees meeting. All trustees attended.
A second.
Any discussion?
No. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I move to approve our February 3rd of 2022 regular trustees meeting. All trustees attended.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
To approve our February 10th of 2022 special trustees meeting number one, all trustees attended.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Motion to approve our February 10th, 2022 special trustees meeting number two. All trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Real quick. I just wanted to say thank you to admin. We're getting caught up on these, and it's really nice to have meetings that we still remember the conversations and not having to go through. And I just want to say thank you. You guys are doing great. Keep it up.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. pavement marking project resolution.
I got that here.
Got that one?
Yeah. Right. I'll move to adopt resolution number 0414-2022-026 to approve Medina Township entering into an agreement of cooperation with Medina County for engineering and contract administration for the 2022 Township Pavement Marking Project and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
A discussion on this one?
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Yes, please.
So next thing up here is update PD employment agreement discussion.
Bruce, you have to sign this second page.
Was this specifically with
this is Lieutenant?
Yeah.
So do you want to kind of enlighten me a little bit on what we're looking at here? Because I went read this earlier today, so.
What this was is there's some issues regarding the lieutenant's initial agreement, and it was brought to our attention, and it made a lot of sense, okay, that once you go into the rank of being a lieutenant, you're basically an administrator.
Right.
Okay, and so I agreed that the lieutenant's agreement should mirror my agreement. So the wording, the language is exactly what my agreement is. The only difference is the pay and the vacation time, okay, and then section E. That is the only difference between lieutenant's agreement and my agreement. However, now he's going to mirror mine when it comes to certain calculations. Okay, the only calculations he's going to have is his sick time, just like I have my sick time. Okay, and then he'll get his vacation just like I get my vacation at the first year. He's no longer going to receive any personal time. Okay, to which he was afforded in his previous contract. Okay, that he was afforded the personal time, and he will no longer receive that.
I think it's fair to say, Chief, that he's made concessions.
Yes, yes, he has.
A number of concessions. For the township, from what was agreed to last year, he's agreed to give some things up for this. So I don't want the township to think that he's getting something extra. He's actually taking less than what was agreed to. Just so people understand. Thank you.
So it says here that he's going to get on the first day of each year he'll receive 200 hours of vacation. Is that's like 5 weeks of vacation. Is that normal?
He gets 160 hours now. All right. And for him, instead of going, okay, with his current agreement, not contract, his current agreement, he's going to be entitled to this personal time.
Okay.
Which was 40 some hours, okay, that he would get. And it's calculated under that. So he had a balance of 50 plus hours of personal time, okay, that he should have received at the first of the year according to his agreement, his current agreement, okay. However, that personal time, it's just hard for the calculations, okay, and he should honestly, okay, should not be receiving the personal time just like I don't receive the personal time. Okay, because he is on the administrative level, and he actually falls under an employee handbook now.
Right, and he's salary, you know.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, so he does not receive overtime. He does, and he won't be receiving the personal time.
Does he work like a standard shift?
Yes.
Or is he kind of fluid like you?
Because
you're very fluid. You're all over the place.
He's on a standard shift. He works. His shift actually is going to be changing here effective in May. He'll be working basically 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. just so he can cover a night shift when he comes in.
One of the reasons I said that is just because, even though the agreements marry each other, your jobs don't. Your time doesn't marry each other. I mean,
no,
that's why I'm just.
I'm everywhere.
And that's why I just. One of my questions would be, I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to mirror your agreement because he's not doing what you're doing. He's basically working a normal shift.
Well, I'm saying the language mirrors my agreement, okay? That's all. The duties are totally different.
And how many vacation hours?
But the language.
You're getting 160 hours a year?
Yeah, he gets 160 right now.
Right. He said, what do you get? You get, how many do you get a year?
I get 120, but I'm new.
So. You're new?
Yeah. I'm new.
I'm new.
Wait a minute.
I'm new. Okay, because, right. And the reason why I did this right now is before the work, I mean, if you want to hold off on this, we were just trying to make this, I wanted to get this all streamlined, okay, that he fall under employee handbook, just like I fall under.
Yeah, I knew that. Again, this is I only got to read this early today.
And if you look at his current agreement that he has right now, okay, there's a lot of things that were in that current agreement, all right, that we actually started removing from that because it's just
took things away.
We want to be, it's got to be fair for the entire for. Basically, everybody in the township that falls under employee handbook. Why should he, be treated differently than that? And I agreed with that,
Well, the work agreement, part of the problem was the work agreement spoke of him getting things under the collective bargaining unit, which he's not. That can't happen.
But I mean, that was something that was signed or agreed to by other people.
Right.
And so he said, okay, we're not going to do that. Those were taken out. And they changed this, so there's certainly been changes that he's accepted.
And we're trying to get this streamlined to where everything is going to be according to the employee.
But part of the issue, I don't know if this was a typo or if this was on purpose, was this meant to go retroactively back to January 2nd of this year, or are you looking to go January 2nd of next year, of 2023?
No, there's...
Yeah. Because, so part of the issue with this is...
Because
this would be a problem with an audit because... So I don't know if you remember or not, but he had cashed in 102 hours of vacation in February.
When did we... That was in February, right?
Correct. So that would be put
in... But he's got a balance right now of 160-some hours.
Right.
In his vacation.
Right. So what I'm saying is if he was to increase up to 200, that's actually putting him at like 302 hours of vacation. And he, because if you want to add to his balance.
Are we really adding to his balance? Or if this was retroactive, would we be subtracting that 102 from the 200 to make it 98, right?
No.
Like you're adding about 40 hours.
We're adding 40 hours. Right.
Yeah, which...
Because, if we would have kept it the same way it is now, he's entitled to, I believe it's 52 hours of personal time, according to the contract and according to his years of service, what he gets. So, you are absolutely correct on that. We discussed this with this and doing it.
But see, that's another thing. I mean, maybe that work agreement probably should have been looked at before it was voted on and signed, because the problem being is there just wasn't a way to do that, number one. Number two is he carried forward vacation time that he really, 20 of those hours he couldn't carry forward per the bargaining unit agreement.
And then we rectified that.
No, he got paid out on that. We let him get paid out on that. So... And he wasn't, and then, going into 2022, he couldn't have the personal time because he's not a bargaining unit employee anymore. I mean, he, it's like...
Yeah, right. So, I mean, and that's why we did you know, when we talked to that, finally I was able, you know, to get him to where he agreed, he even agreed to that.
Right, so he got, I mean, like I said, he got the extra 20 hours of, I mean, he should have been more on top of that, you know, because that's his responsibility to have cashed in, he didn't. But so, I mean, the township, the board decided to give him the 20, you know, that 20 hours anyways. And he was also paid at the higher rate, at his lieutenant's wage instead of the sergeant's wage. So that, you know, that was, I believe, a couple, $200 to $300 additional at that time, you know. But, you know, so, I mean, it was just shy of $4,000 that cost. But so if we're adding another, you know, then if you're adding on another 40 hours of vacation, I mean, that's putting him well above what any other employee, you know, at the township receives. And we have other employees who are pretty close to his years of service.
How much does, like, Denny and Elaine get?
That's, well, yeah, Denny. Denny's only about 6 months shy of where Todd's at, at 160.
I don't really think it's relevant, though, to talk about Todd versus Denny versus Elaine.
Well, I'm just going on, like, if you look at the handbook, it's just, it's a simple, it you know, it's how many years of service someone's been here and what they're, and what, how much vacation time they get. You know, I mean, are we putting everybody on work agreement? I mean, I don't know, like, we have, you know, it's either, are we following the handbook or are we going to start having separate work agreements for people? I don't, it becomes difficult because, again, when we're talking about these accruals, we can only have so many payroll policies.
Well, I think we should only have work agreements for people who are a salary, just so that we can define what we expect of them. You know, I think people who are on wages and stuff like that don't need a little bit of definition on there. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, I wish I could have 200 hours of vacation. I've been in the same job for 34 years, you know, but... you know, obviously, we try to be fair to the township and to the employees, so I'm kind of, I don't know.
You got to understand, too, it's fine. You own a business, and I understand that. But you also, this is sort of in the realm of police in the universe, too. And if we're going to be competitive, and we're going to get good officers, and we're going to be looked at as a place that people want to come and work, we have to be somewhat competitive. We don't have to be the very top, but we have to be somewhat competitive. So I get what you're saying. I spent 40 years in the private sector, and but it's different, and so you have to put on a different hat and say it's a little different mindset, and, you know, except I'll say to a certain degree of what it is. I asked the chief, I said, if in 5 years or 3 years we had another lieutenant for whatever reason, we don't have to accept the same thing that Todd got, you know.
Or we can wait till the organizational meeting.
Right.
I mean, I would say because he's already cashed in the 102, I mean, like I said, that's putting him at, he's at 262 hours of vacation time for 2022 right now.
And so
I would say,
okay, we wait till organizational meeting and then discuss it with him. Okay, but it's still, he was entitled to 50 some hours according to his current contract of personal time.
How will we deal with that?
Well, wouldn't that be, can't that just come out of that 102 hours of vacation? That, because he's really only supposed to have had 160 hours of vacation.
160.
So that 100.
And then he cashed out 102 of that, right?
No.
That was carrying over.
Carrying over.
Yeah. Nobody else is allowed to do that. So we let him cash that in, but that wouldn't have been something that anybody else could have done.
That was when we were going through all that, when his change that he was actually entitled.
Yeah, I remember when we were changing him from sergeant to lieutenant.
But that's what I'm saying.
And it's a new position, too.
Right, so you know, we're trying to figure it out.
Right, exactly.
Because of the date, his anniversary date is January 1st, so he was already a lieutenant at that point, so he wouldn't have gotten that personal time. That was an error made on the work agreement. So that's something that should have been caught before the work agreement was approved, because again, he just can't get those benefits and be part of admin. You know, it's like he gets paid holidays, something that, you know, the bargaining unit does not get. So it's like, you know, we're
just getting a little bit of the best of both worlds for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what do we want to do here then?
I think we wait until the organization.
We'll wait until we have the the meeting on the 10th then, are you saying?
No, organization.
He's talking about January.
January.
Pardon?
He's talking about wait until the organizational meeting in January.
I didn't know if you were right on.
Again, he is, according to his current agreement, he is entitled to that personal time. Okay, so.
I mean, well, then in that case, though, then he shouldn't have gotten to be able to pay out on these vacation hours. That's the problem then, because that he would not have been entitled to. So then that presents a problem in itself.
But the payout was stuff that, my understanding, came from carryover, correct?
We allowed it.
Because
he was losing the
Because
the
he was changing, the whole scope of his job description was changing.
Right,
coming out of an agreement into a salaried position.
Correct. And because
and so, which makes him fall under the employee handbook,
right.
Okay, to where, and it's like Angela was saying earlier, he, you know, he should be held to that employee handbook.
And but due to the fact that he had these hours here,
right.
It's not like we hired somebody off the street with nothing. He had those to his account, if you will.
Right.
And that's why we went with that, because he was going from a bargaining agreement to a salaried position. We knew there was a period of time there that overlap. But I didn't think that there was anything inappropriate with it. Because I'm vocalizing the thoughts of the meeting. And it may be something we have to table at the moment, but the more I thought about it,
we should table it, because there were some good points brought up on it.
Yes.
Okay, you know, I am just, it's his current agreement provided him with that personal time.
We made an agreement with him that that we need to.
So maybe we need to look at that, and definitely when it comes to the organizational meeting, then it needs to be really looked at. Okay. So this, even though this does set, Angela brought up a good point on this, you know, then we're going to give him 200 hours. And the reason he was getting that 200 hours, because he's entitled to 50, I believe it's 52 hours he has banked. And so we're going to give him 40. So I don't know, maybe we just, I talk to him and he gets his 40 hours, 200 hours, but then, you know, in the organization,
he's
going to fall under employee handbook.
Yeah, as I said, we don't want to do something that moving forward we're already doing this again.
Right. And it's not fair to the rest of the.
We, you know, in my opinion, we knew there was going to be a transition, that there would be some doubling up. I remember the conversation. Yeah. I don't believe that was a conversation where that was going to continue, you know, following up. So my thought is we table this, have another conversation with some of the insight you brought to it. As well as, you know, as well as your.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was trying to do was just.
I don't want him thinking that, oh my gosh, we're not honoring something we said we would. Okay, that's huge.
And that's all I ask. He's entitled, you know.
So we're going to table that for now.
So we'll just. I don't do anything else, all right? We just table it, then have a table and discuss it and kind of research a little bit more.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Just as a point of order, if you're going to table township business, you need a motion. You should do that with a motion.
Well, it says it's a discussion.
I know, but you're tabling it. It's the tabling of the item.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion then to table the PD employment agreement discussion that we're having today.
Second.
ZJ. So, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Now, does that stick into old business for a while, or do we...
It'll come up in old business to whenever you, if it's in the organizational meeting or wherever.
We'll be talking about it before then.
I'll pull up, I don't know if I can still get it, but I will definitely have our payroll rep, if not get, you know, what was in his bank as far as personal time. And we'll look at, you know, how much he was, I'm pretty sure I'm correct that 22 of those hours he would have lost, you know, per what the actual contract was, what he let him last year. So we'll get actual facts, you know, to make sure I'm 100% clear, because I can really do this real quick today after I got that email. And then we can have another discussion.
Okay. We're not going to put this off until January.
No, we'll work through it. We've got to get this. It's taking too long already.
Thank you.
Yep. So at this time, it's time for our public comment. Number two, so I'd like to make a motion to go into our second public comment.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so we are now open for public comment. If you have a public comment, please raise your hand. And no, you give me the eye.
No.
All right. So if we have no public comment, I'd like to make a motion to close our public comment number two.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, so now we have Chamber of Commerce membership discussion. Who has that information?
I put that on the agenda. We got our, I received a invoice. Does anyone have that in front of them?
I do, I don't see it.
No.
Oh, do you have it? Yeah, could you grab it? So, I don't remember when it came last year, but because for some reason we didn't pay it until the end of June, but the actual bill was due March 31st. So I got it by email while I was gone at the end of the month. I need to know if the board wants to.
Is this something that we know already done?
Maintaining the membership. Yeah, we have every year. So just.
My opinion is we would maintain that.
Yes. Okay. Then if once we grab it, I think it's $295, but I'm not sure. 100%. So if we'll just have a purchase order for that real quick, and then I'll open that and pay it the next time around. Yeah, I think we've been members for quite a while, but just wanted to make sure with the new board, you know.
Yeah. So on our free time, we can go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Yeah. Well, I think they're on Mondays, John.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Monday's my best day.
I know. might even be able to get it on my email. Hold on. It's $295. Do you want to just make a motion to approve a purchase order requisition to the
Chamber of Commerce? The
Medina Greater Chamber of Commerce for $295.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department is Cadman. The vendor is going to be the Medina Greater Chamber of Commerce. Purpose is for our membership, and the cost is going to be $295.
Second.
Any further discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Is there anything further in front of the board?
No.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
The time is now 9:37. I call the meeting.
Oh. So, I think it wasn't coming out.